Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures are mild across the country this evening. In Jerusalem, there's a gentle breeze, perfect for a night stroll. Tel Aviv is experiencing a warm night with clear skies. Haifa is slightly cooler, making for a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that Hezbollah retains only a fraction of its pre-war missile arsenal. Also, Netanyahu issued a warning to Iran. JNS reports that he declared, "Attack us and we will hit you harder than last time." He assured that Israel is prepared for any scenario. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel struck a Gaza police post with the Hamas-run ministry stating the station chief was killed. Several others died in multiple strikes. Separately, from earlier today, the Times of Israel highlights Iran's recent strikes. Tehran seems more focused on showing strength at the Strait of Hormuz than engaging with Trump. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump has asked Netanyahu to withdraw forces from Syria and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, posted just minutes ago about U.S. frustration over a landing ban on its refuelers at Ben-Gurion Airport, calling a CENTCOM demand justified. Ariel Ozoran, a journalist, reported just now on videos circulating of an Iranian cluster warhead fragmenting over Bahrain's skies. Shurat HaDin, an Israeli legal advocacy group, wrote minutes ago that even the UN is now documenting Hamas's interference with humanitarian aid, highlighting a troubling pattern of violence. Now for more on those stories, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's address. According to the Jerusalem Post, he emphasized a reduction in Hezbollah's missile capabilities and warned Iran against aggression. This statement underscores Israel's vigilance and its readiness to respond to threats, impacting regional stability. Turning to the strike in Gaza, reported by Ynet, today's attacks by Israel targeted a police post with significant casualties reported by Gaza hospitals. The IDF confirmed eliminating key Hamas figures. This escalation could further strain the already tense situation between Israel and Gaza. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on Iran's military focus. Their recent actions in the Strait of Hormuz seem to prioritize regional influence over diplomatic dealings with former President Trump. This could complicate international relations and affect global oil routes. Finally, Axios reveals a diplomatic push from Trump. His request for Israel to withdraw from Syria and Lebanon suggests a shift in U.S. priorities or strategy in the Middle East. This move could lead to significant changes in military dynamics in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Pelephone will acquire Wecom for 265 million shekels. The acquisition brings Wecom's 300,000 customers under Pelephone's wing, pending regulatory approval. Separately, as reported by CTEC, the U.S. company Cribble is acquiring Israeli startup Cardinal Ops for around $10 million. This move will see Cribble setting up a Tel Aviv office, furthering their investment in AI-powered detection technologies. And finally, a Globe's poll of polls indicates a tight race between Eisenkot and Likud. The political stalemate suggests that both the coalition and the opposition face challenges forming a government without Arab party support. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.